from the archives of staffannouncer.com. WBC. This is a Steve Cishon production. Boston.
Delaware says he's ready.
I'm psyched. I'm pumped. I'm in training for swimming. I'm doing my best I could with my parents and my grandparents. I'm doing anything for them.
And President Clinton spoke at the opening ceremonies.
We have come so far in such a short time. Here in the United States, it has only been 5 years since we passed the Americans with Disabilities Act, committing ourselves to treating our people on the basis of their abilities, not their disabilities.
Thousands of athletes from more than 140 countries, many wearing traditional clothing and waving flags, paraded proudly around the stadium. The Special Olympics will continue for the next 9 days. The holiday weekend is underway. Folks traveling to all parts of the country, including Yosemite National Park.
We don't allow fireworks within the park, so the activities that take place over the holiday weekend are those that would take place any weekend here. But it typically is a very busy holiday for us, as is the Memorial Day holiday and also the Labor Day weekend.
That's Park Ranger and Public Information Officer Chris Pfister. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Robert Ames, WBZ News. A North Shore man is being sought for allegedly assaulting a man and his fiancée near Boston Harbor Friday night. Police say Tom Carmody was crossing Atlantic Ave to watch the fireworks with his pregnant fiancée when a car nearly hit her in the intersection. Carmody claims he tapped the car with his sneaker, and that set off the driver. Carmody was pummeled, and his fiancée was shoved before construction workers pulled the driver off him. The couple says its biggest concern is for the welfare of the baby, which is due July 4th. Five suspects now face charges. They tortured and murdered a mildly retarded Greenfield, Massachusetts man. The fifth suspect, 42-year-old John Maynard, was arrested Friday night near his apartment in Keene, New Hampshire. The suspects allegedly chained 22-year-old William Page to a radiator and tortured him between December and April. Police say Page was finally beaten to death, his body dumped in a quarry. Boston police still looking for suspects in a Roxbury shooting Friday night. Andre Moore was found lying on Quincy Street bleeding from a head wound. He was pronounced dead at BCH at 9:30 p.m. Police think the shooting may be gang-related. Police are hunting for a man in a wheelchair who staged a robbery and shooting Friday night. 22-year-old Ramadan Baldeo is recovering in a hospital after being shot in the thigh and foot. Police say Baldeo was robbed by the man in the wheelchair, who was accompanied by 10 or 15 other men. I'm Robert Ames, WBZ News. Now the latest from BC's 24-hour traffic network.
Thank you very much, Robert. We're still dealing with some problems in the downtown area. An earlier accident on the expressway northbound by Neyland Street has traffic backed up for quite a ways. It's starting to move out a little bit better right now. It was back to Andrew Square. Starting to move now, but still expect some delays through that area. And on Soldiers Field Road westbound, right in front of the state police barracks, another accident causing some problems there. That is in the clearing stages as well, but expect some delays through that area. Also, watch out for a disabled vehicle on 93 northbound by Dascombe Road in Tewksbury. I'm Ken Newman, WBZ 24-hour traffic network.
The U.S. Air Shuttle has the most convenient flight times of the latest flights returning to Boston from New York. U.S. Air Shuttle, on time, on the hour.
Alka-Seltzer or Bromo-Seltzer, which would you choose? Here's Richard Marinucci of Marlton, New Jersey.
I used to use Alka-Seltzer. Then I read the label, saw that it had aspirin, and said, this is absolutely not for me.
Bromo-Seltzer contains the non-aspirin pain reliever used most by hospitals. And in laboratory tests, Bromo-Seltzer had 29% more acid neutralizing capacity than Alka-Seltzer.
Bromo-Seltzer relieves my upset stomach and headache without aspirin. It's the brand I'm going to stay with.
If aspirin is not for you, choose Bromo-Seltzer. Use only as directed. If you use ordinary Johnson's baby powder on your prickly heat, listen to Rebecca Campbell of Sarasota, Florida.
The rash is very irritating, red and itchy, burning. Gold Bonnet has medication, more like a healing sensation than from Johnson's.
Unlike ordinary powders, Gold Bond's triple action formula has the absorbing action of powder, plus the medicating action of a proven itch fighter and the drying action of zinc oxide.
Gold Bond is medicated and it makes you feel very comfortable.
Gold Bond, more than a powder, it's medication. Use only as directed.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pasalock. Humid overnight, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm crossing the area, the low 64 to 68. For Sunday, morning clouds, a thunder shower in spots, then becoming partly sunny with lowering humidity, the high 85. Sunday night, mostly clear, more comfortable, the low 58 to 62. On Monday, plenty of sunshine, pleasant, the high reaching 80. For Tuesday, Independence Day, sunny to partly cloudy with a high 85, but cooler at the coastline. For Cape Cod Sunday, clouds, a thundershower in spots, possibly giving way to some late afternoon sunshine, the high 78. If you're heading to New Hampshire and southern Maine for Sunday, becoming mostly sunny and less humid with a high reaching 85. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pastelak.
Thank you very much, Paul. Did you know that Paul is only 12 years old? No, he sounds so very young. He's probably about 63, but has a baby voice. Anyway, there's no need to comment on the meteorologist. Let's give the temperature, Nathan, and get on with it. Okay, the temperature is 69 degrees outside our BZ studios.
How many times have you said to yourself, someday I'd love to see the Panama Canal? Well, now you can. Join me, Dave Maynard, on a fantastic 10-day Panama Canal cruise. We'll be sailing with a Holland America line on the beautiful MS Mazdan from November 12th through the 22nd. Our journey begins in Fort Lauderdale with ports of call at Grand Cayman, Costa Rica, Guatemala, and finally Acapulco, Mexico. The Mazdan is world famous for gourmet dining. For dinner, you might select an appetizer of Gulf shrimp or a Savruka caviar, and then proceed with a light consomme or chilled vichyssoise, a watercress or Caesar salad, followed by prime rib, oven roasted to absolute perfection, or lobster with a special seasoned sauce. If you'd like to join us, call Mark at the Cruise Brothers, 1-800-827-7779. That's 1-800-827-7779. He'll send you all the information you need for this unbelievable Holland America cruise. Space is limited, so call today, 1-800-827-7779.
For news all day and talk all night, stay with WBZ Radio. Now, here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Hey, here's Norm Nathan. He's my kind of man. I listen to Norm Nathan every time I can.
Oh, thank you just so darn much. Okay, this is Norm Nathan and his RCA Bluebird Recording Orchestra. And one note here, but Linda Chase, who just sang the theme song, pardon me while I flap papers in here. A lot of women get turned on when I do this. Right now they're sweating and getting really excited. Flap paper in my ear again, and I'll follow you anywhere they cry. Anyway, Linda, hold on a minute. She will be at City Hall Plaza. In, I assume that's Boston, July 26th. I'll remind you again later on with Herb Reed and Castle Island. This is Castle Island, June 24th, every Saturday night at the Cornerstone in South Boston. Well, Castle Island, am I reading this correctly? Let me look at this a little more closely. But a lot of people have said, who's that woman who sings so beautifully and does your theme music? It is Linda Chase. And she's at Kent Steakhouse Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I guess at some of these other places, which I'll tell you about in a bit. And if Linda's listening, although she wouldn't be listening now because she's still performing, she can call me later on anyway and talk about that because a lot of people would like to come by and watch her. She's an excellent performer. Okay, let me do some other things here. The lottery numbers, I must tell you, this is probably the most monotonous job in the entire world, is to read lottery numbers. But I suppose if you bet, what the heck? Daily lottery in Massachusetts, 8715. The Mass Megabucks, 12, 16, 22, 25, 33, and 37. The bonus bonanza numbers, 949810. Tri-State daily, 429 and 5682. The Tri-State Megabucks, 8, 14, 22, 28, 33, and 40. Rhode Island daily, 5003. The Rhodey Cash, 19, 14, 18, and 23. The Powerball, 4, 14, 16, 27, and 28. The Powerball number is 43. The estimated jackpot in the Powerball, by the way, is now up to about $8 million. And Connecticut daily, 741 and 8148. And the Connecticut Cash Lotto, 4, 6, 12, 27, and 35. There were no first prize winning tickets sold in Saturday's Connecticut Cash Lotto drawing. Each first prize ticket is worth $100,000, but they didn't sell any of those. Nobody's won in that. Did I tell you our phone number, 254-1030? Our area code is 617. If you get a chance to call, I'd love to talk with you. You know that we keep things kind of light, but whatever you'd like to talk about, do call me. In baseball, Detroit cut Boston's lead in the American League East to 4 games. Are you getting nervous about that? They beat the Red Sox 11-2. The Red Sox really got clobbered. Cecil Fielder smacked 2 home runs and has 19 so far this season. Fielder has also drove in 6 runs. Chris Gomez added 4 hits, and Bob Higginson connected on his 10th homer for the Tigers. So the final score then, Detroit 11, Red Sox 2, and they lead only by 4 games in the American League East, but they do lead. What the heck? Okay, we'll talk some more in just a bit. 254, we have lots of open lines, as a matter of fact. Hope Schauer is our producer, and our phone number is 617, is the area code of Boston. And the phone number is 254-1030. I'd love to hear from you.
Alka-Seltzer or Bromo-Seltzer, which would you choose? Here's Richard Marinucci of Marlton, New Jersey.
I used to use Alka-Seltzer. Then I read the label, saw that it had aspirin, and said, this is absolutely not for me.
Bromo-Seltzer contains the non-aspirin pain reliever used most by hospitals. And in laboratory tests, Bromo-Seltzer had 29% more acid neutralizing capacity than Alka-Seltzer.
Bromo-Seltzer relieves my upset stomach and headache without aspirin. It's the brand I'm going to stay with.
If aspirin is not for you, choose Bromo Seltzer. Use only as directed.
I had the skin rash. It itched and burned. It was very uncomfortable.
That's James Dixon of Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I had been a cortisone 10 user, but now I use Gold Bond Cream.
Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream. Itch relief that starts to work on contact. And a recent clinical study showed at 10 minutes, Gold Bond Cream provided more effective itch relief than cortisone 10. And Gold Bond Cream contains 2 medically proven pain relievers not found in cortisone 10.
Gold Bond Cream gave fast relief from itching and burning.
Try Gold Bond medicated anti-itch cream. Use as directed.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Minter. I hope you'll come sail with me to Bermuda in September. Boy, we've had some knockout cruises, and we hope you'll be aboard the great MV Royal Majesty with us in September, September 17th, to be exact. We leave from and return to the Black Falcon Terminal in Boston. And after a few days cruising, we reach Bermuda. Our ship anchors in St. George and becomes our hotel for the time we're there. And there's plenty of time to explore the beautiful pink sand beaches, the rolling green golf courses, and the elegant shops. While on board, the cabins are extremely comfortable. The cuisine is a delight, and there's continuous entertainment day and night. Caitlin Travel Group has a marvelous price for this cruise, beginning at only $819 per person, double occupancy. So don't hesitate. Call Caitlin Travel now to reserve your spot. We've had a great time in the past cruises to Bermuda, and they just keep getting better. So I look forward to cruising with you. Call Caitlin Travel at 862-6229, 862-6229.
Traffic driving you crazy?
On your way home.
The only way is traffic on the threes.
Every 10 minutes.
With help from the CBS Samaritan.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
BZ News Radio 1030.
Okay, I have a couple of new kids came into the Teen Canteen here this very night. Of course, that's kind of nice because we have open house at the Teen Canteen where young kids can just kind of slither in anytime, and we enjoy having them. As a matter of fact, one guy is Steve Seashon, who's from the Buffalo, New York area. Are you originally from Buffalo?
I'm originally from Buffalo, yeah.
Okay. And Steve works at WBEN. You're a producer up at WBEN in Buffalo, New York.
That's right.
With Stan Roberts.
Yeah, work with Stan in the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah. Stan and I worked at WHDH back several years ago. He had an afternoon show. Very, very nice guy who looks like Sid Caesar and had a nice sense of humor. And we had a good time together.
Yeah, it's nothing but high praise for you too, Norm.
Well, that's very nice. I'm very glad. However, did you know he was an alcoholic and a druggie?
He doesn't look the part.
No, I made that up. I made that up before he hires a lawyer to sue me for defamation of character. I'm just joking about that.
I'll testify in a court of law.
Oh, sure.
You said it, Norm.
That's right. I did say it. We tape everything here too, so you can prove it that way. And you're a producer on like what's the format of WBEN in Buffalo? Because we have a lot of people from the Buffalo area who do listen to us.
News, talk, and sports. Same thing as BZ, basically.
Same as us. Yep, kind of a WBZ of the upper New York State area.
Yeah, that good description.
Have you worked there long?
I worked there about 2 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah. And you want to make a lifetime career of broadcasting? I'm sorry. Do you?
I hope to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I last that long.
No. I first got into radio, and in a year you probably don't even realize actually that you probably don't realize that was the year 1944. That's when I began. And at that time I thought, you know, if I make it for 10 years, I think that'll be swell. And it's now gone on about 51. So I wish you good luck, and I hope things work out well for you for many, many years to come. It's an interesting field, but it's changing so much through the years. And we get quite a lot of calls from young people who study communications at college and would like to get into broadcasting. And I have kind of mixed feelings about it. I think it's a great field. It's really fun. But at the same time, it's kind of wacky. Well, the wacky part doesn't bother me. But it's become more difficult in a way. Do you like the business?
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, the people are the I think that's the greatest part. You know, you get to see wacky people.
It's, come to our
you
radio.
Get to sit in a studio with a guy like Norm Nathan. That's just
well, yeah, you don't sit in the studio with me very often. Yeah. You sit in the studio with some other people. Whose shows do you do up? Name some people up in WBEN.
Well, I produce a news show in the afternoon, an afternoon drive news show with Tim Wenger and Susan Rose, and a sports show with Howard Simon, who's the sports director at WBEN.
Is that a pretty area? I've been to Buffalo, but it's been a number of years that I've been in that particular area. My wife went to school, well, in the Rochester area, actually. How far is Rochester from Buffalo?
It's about an hour's drive.
Oh, so it's not that far away. Yeah, she went to William Smith of William Smith and Hobart College outside of Rochester. And we also have Jaron Cohen, who is here. Jaron, you would like to get into broadcasting also. Not also, because Steve is already in broadcasting, but you'd like to be on the air?
Oh, that's true.
Hold on a minute. There you're on the air now.
Now I'm here. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that is true, Norm. Broadcasting is my life. It is my life, Norm.
And it hasn't even begun yet, and it's already your life.
It's already, you know, taken 18 years of my life, and it's great.
It's taken. How do you mean that?
Well, I used to go to work with my dad. My dad, Robert Cohen, he used to be in the Boston area at some stations up here, and I used to go to work with him ever since I was a wee little child. I used to go with him to work.
Yeah, mention the stations he's been with. You can mention the callers. It's okay.
No problem. WMJX, he was there, back in 84. WMRC Milford, he was the program director 83. I'm going back. WHDH, he did weekends in 1986, 87. Filled in at WZOU when they were together at Stewart Street.
With WHDH at the time, yeah.
Yes, they were.
Zoo Radio.
The Zoo,
remember?
Yeah, the Morning Zoo.
Yeah. Did he use the name Bob Cohen, or did he use another name?
He's used so many names. Bob McKay. I think he might have used all sorts. It was always Bob and then something else. There's been so many of them, I can't keep track. I don't think he can keep track. He's slipped on many occasions as well.
Why didn't he use Bob Cohen? That's a nice name.
I guess it just didn't ring. When you're talking up a record, you know, 449 Bob Cohen.
Bob Cohen is a nice name.
But McKay swings, especially around St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I know that. But, you know, because when I first got into radio, somebody said, Norman Nathan. I was still using Norman then.
Mm-hmm.
Norman Nathan, which is my real name.
Mm-hmm.
So they made me change it to Norman Day at one point. And I thought, what's the point of that? We don't do that so much anymore now. I mean, ethnic names, for example, are not out of style. A lot of people do that, and as a result, you don't find that. But only about 5 months was I somebody else, and that was always weird. The only person at this was WESX in Salem. The only person who knew my real name was the accountant who made out the checks.
The paychecks, yes.
Yeah, so she had to know who I was. But that's always very weird. But people are changing their name less and less now. If you look at even movie performers, they have very, very strong ethnic names, and they don't change them anymore.
Yeah,
is your dad still in broadcasting?
Yes, he does part-time down in Washington, D.C., Oldies 100. Works for the government, the Voice of America, broadcasting to all nations. Yes, he runs the board there.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is neat. I love going to work with him there.
Would he have a chance to go overseas working for the Voice of America? Do we have stations in other countries, or is it all out of Washington?
It's really they have transmitting sites all around the globe. What they do is they satellite the programming to different stations in South America and Africa and Russia and he just runs the central office, the central studios in Washington.
Yeah. I would think that's a very exciting kind of job.
The people alone there are – it's like the United Nations of broadcasting. It's unbelievable. I mean, you got people of all races and religions, and it's unbelievable. Languages I never even knew are down there. Urdu,
Do you ever hear of well, I'll tell you later on.
Okay, no problem.
But that's interesting. It's good to have you guys down here. I really appreciate that.
It is great to be here.
Thanks, Norm.
Thanks, Norm.
Thank you. We're having more fun than you are, believe
me. Okay. And you met Hope. Did you fall in love with Hope Shower, our producer? Because she's about your age, is she not? Or something like that?
She might be a little bit older than us.
She might be a little older than you.
She's wiser.
She's a little older than you and thousands of years younger than I am. So she kind of is in no person's land. We used to say no man's land, remember? No person's land.
Oh, yes. You got to be politically correct, Norm.
Okay. Let me talk with Everett. Here's how you take your call on the air. This is really exciting. Everett in Arlington, how you doing?
Hi, pretty good, Norm. It's good to hear you on the radio again, because I was down the Cape Buzzard Bay and I couldn't get you.
I know that. Isn't that
the Bay Hill.
You know what's really odd is...
A lot of static.
Well, like we've gotten calls from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all over the lot and down to the Daytona Beach down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And places like that, we come in fairly regularly. And
yes.
Ohio, it's like a local station over there in Indiana. Buzzards Bay on the Cape Cod, Massachusetts, we don't get into well.
No, it was pretty lonely without you.
Oh, was it really?
It was a miserable week without you.
Did you cry a lot?
Oh, I sure did. Because I put on the Red Sox and the radio got worse. The radio squeaked more when the Red Sox were losing.
Oh, I know that, but they haven't been...
messed up the radio.
But they haven't been doing too badly, though, all in all.
Norm, I got a nice little joke, if I could say.
Please.
It was a rabbi, he wanted to visit Rome, he was invited by the Pope. He wanted to go to the cathedral, and he wanted to see the Pope office. He saw the gold phone.
Yeah.
He says, that the phone to heaven? He said, yes. He said, how much it cost to call? He said, $150,000. He said, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. He said, I don't go to Boston. So he went to Boston, he saw the Colonel Thug, and he said, oh, you got one of those phones too in the office, a gold phone. How much it cost to call up there? He said, son of 5,000. He said, well, that's a little bit too much. I don't go to Ireland. See how it is in Ireland. He went to Ireland, and he went to the Colonel over there. He said, listen, he said, Jesus, nice in Ireland too, this place. Nice cafeto. I say, is that call phone calls up to heaven? He said, yes, how much it is? He said, 10 cents. He said, how's that? Rome was 150,000 and 100,000 in Boston, and here's 10 cents. He said, because it's a local call.
Sorry, I just came back from the bathroom. I was at the bathroom while you were doing the joke.
I guess you didn't like it, huh?
Oh, Everett, that was one of the worst jokes.
The guy told me that, boy, I drank the coffee all night long.
That was one of the worst jokes, I ever heard.
I'm sorry. Norm, it's a big holiday today in Canada. It's Canada Day.
I know it is. Well, not today, actually. This past day. July 1st was Canada Day.
Yeah, July 1st, not today.
Today is July 2nd. Yeah, we talked a lot about that yesterday, and I had a couple of... Yeah, I know it. And this was the day that Canada became a dominion and a separate from England.
That's right.
And I'm glad because it's a lovely country.
It's a nice country. And I called my sister tonight and I said, don't forget to call Uncle Norm.
She said,
no, I will call him.
Some other woman.
She said, you're always welcome when you go to Montreal. You're always welcome to our place in Longueuil.
Okay, we have another one. Is your sister's name Barbara?
June.
Oh, June. That's right. June.
June Longueuil.
That's right. June Longueuil. There was a woman called last night. Her name was Barbara. I always get her mixed up with your sister. I don't know why. It's not the same name.
Oh, yeah, Barbara from Montreal. Right?
No, from Quebec.
Quebec. Right.
And
she hasn't called for a while. Now she's calling again.
Well, she called yesterday, this past night, and we talked about Canada Day and all of that. Yeah, she's a nice lady, too.
I tried to keep track of the kind of holidays, the tradition, but I'm a due citizen, I was there when the hotel was 20, and I'm here 36 years, so I feel more like a New Englander.
I guess you are a New Englander after all that many years, right?
I love it. My father was born in Lowell, Massachusetts, and it's quite a state.
I think Massachusetts people talk down Massachusetts like it's nothing, you know. But I think it's a lovely state.
I don't tell you, I'm ashamed of myself. I saw the Prudential one up, and I never been up to the Prudential. John Hancock, I did the Freedom Trail up in the State House.
Yeah.
I've been a lot of places, but I got to go and up to the Prudential someday. Not like every time I go to Montreal at the tour, because when I was young, I never went around Montreal much.
Mm.
So now I go there, I feel like a tourist. So now I'm a tourist in Massachusetts, too, Boston.
Well, it's not a bad thing. You know, most people in Massachusetts, and probably in other parts of the country, too, probably don't see their home area until they get visitors from other parts of the country who come here. And when you show them around, suddenly you realize it's kind of an exciting state. I think Massachusetts is lovely.
Oh, it is lovely. We have, and I mentioned today, we have 200 places to visit the history. 200 places.
How do you know that? Did you count them?
I mentioned it on the radio.
Oh, I see. Don't believe everything you hear on the radio.
No,
come on, you know better.
No, but there's lots of messages. We have a lot of history.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do.
We sure proud of our state, aren't we?
Oh, we are.
Yeah, but...
Just like Jack and Jill, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Sing it along with me, everybody.
Sing
we'll
along.
Cry Baker Hill, Massachusetts.
Sing along with Norman.
Okay.
Mason.
Everett, nice to always
nice
nice talk
to you, Norman. Nice God bless and have a good fourth.
You have a good fourth.
You and your daughters.
Thanks a lot.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Imagine this will be the weekend. A whole lot of people will be cooking hamburgers and all that kind of stuff. Boy, I tell you, it'll be just so darn nice. Let me do the WBC AccuWeather forecast. Meantime, it's a quiet night. If you'd like to call 254-1030. Area code 617 is the number to call. But I think people in Massachusetts do tend to talk down the state a lot. Massachusetts, and maybe that's true of every state. I don't know. Do you think people in Arizona do the same thing?
Why, Arizona? Why, I wouldn't live here. Jeez. I live in my home state is Iowa. Well, it's yuck.
But in Massachusetts, I have a feeling other states, people in other states don't do that so much. We do that here all the time. And I think it's a beautiful state. And so don't talk it down, for God's sakes. Anyway, WBZ's extended AccuWeather forecast. Humid overnight, couple of showers and a thunderstorm crossing the area. A low 64 to 68. Sunday, morning clouds and a thundershower in spots, and then becoming partly sunny with lowering humidity. Highs 85 degrees on Sunday. Sunday night, mainly clear, more comfortable, lows 58 to 62. Monday, mostly sunny and pleasant with highs 80. And then Tuesday, which of course is the 4th of July, Independence Day, sunny to partly cloudy, highs 85, but cooler at the coast. So that sounds pretty decent, too. Right now, the temperature in Boston is about 68 degrees.
Furniture's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Maybe this is a bit of a stretch, comparing Forrest Gump's outlook on life to the problems of buying furniture.
But if you think about it, at most furniture stores, you walk in and see a living room, a mattress you like, but have no idea how it's made or what's inside.
At Jordan's Furniture, we want you to know what you're going to get, because mattresses and living rooms and all furniture can look alike, but there are tremendous differences in quality.
At Jordan's Furniture, each piece has a fact tag explaining construction, warranties, dimension, and proper care.
In addition, each Sealy, Spring Air, and Perfect Posture mattress has a small cutout model that shows you exactly what's inside.
We don't hide our underprices either. Every underprice at Jordan's Furniture is by far the best value you'll find. So life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
But at Jordan's Furniture, even Forrest Gump is sure of his furniture purchase. And our furniture has no calories. We're Jordan's Furniture.
Open till 10 tonight.
Ashley and Olivia Priest of Kennesaw, Georgia. When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
I had a cup after I got home from school this afternoon.
I like chocolate, and I like extra chocolate.
Ovaltine. It's like around our house all the time.
Great tasting Ovaltine contains 10 essential vitamins and minerals, and no fat, no cholesterol, and is 99% caffeine free.
My dad makes really good Ovaltine milkshakes.
You can put as much as chocolate as you want in it.
They're like the best ever.
Ovaltine.
Ovaltine tastes great, and it's great for you.
Swollen, red, and itchy. Diaper rash.
Then Ann George of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
I picked the Baby Gold Bond. He was relieved. The itching was stopped, and he was Happy.
Baby Gold Bond relieves baby's red, irritated skin and helps prevent diaper rash with medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
Baby Gold Bond. It's keeping him dry, you know, drier. It's putting like a protective barrier between him and his diaper.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder at drugstores and supermarkets everywhere. Use only as directed.
Okay, yes, sir, okay. That's what you do when you're ill-prepared, the commercial ends and you're not ready. You say, okay. Anyway, let's go to Doreen. No, this is Ed down on Cape Cod. And then we'll go to Doreen at Mission Hill. Hi, Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Norm. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I just came back from Provincetown. It's a really nice night out here.
Yeah, now where do you live on the Cape?
Down in East Ham.
Oh, you're in East Ham?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole area is pretty. Is it loaded with tourists now, or are they going to come after the 4th of July?
No, the place is loaded. Every place has no vacancy signs out.
Okay, and you live there year-round?
No, I'm just here for a vacation.
Oh, okay, so you're a summer visitor also.
Right.
Okay, where are you from originally? Where do you live the rest of the year?
Upton, Mass.
Oh, Upton, out near Worcester.
Right.
Okay. Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's great down here. We just came out of Provincetown, and it's really warm. I understand it's raining up that way.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to do a meteorological field check. That means I'm going to stand up and look out the window. Hold on. I'm looking out the window. No, I don't. It was drizzling slightly a little bit earlier. I don't think it's raining right this minute, at least not in our parking lot.
Oh, I got the top down, and it's just beautiful out here.
Yeah. It's warm, though. It's about 69 degrees outside in our parking lot right now. A lot of people want to know what the temperature is in our parking lot. That's 69.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, now what kind of plans do you have for the 4th of July?
I'm going to go down to the parade in East Ham on the 4th of July and then have a big cookout.
Yeah.
End up at the beach for the afternoon, maybe do some windsurfing.
Okay, they have a big parade, do they?
It's a big parade in Orleans on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I hope it's a great week for you, and I hope you enjoy yourself a whole lot, and I thank you very much for calling, Ed. You're nice to take the time to do that.
Very good. Nice talking to
you. Nice talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, 254-1030. We'll go to Doreen, who's on Mission Hill. Hi, Doreen.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call and give my condolences as far as saying about the passing away of Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, does that bother you? Are you sad that he died?
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about him for years, but yes, I am sad to find out he passed away.
He, as people said, he was kind of an original.
He was an original. In 1976, I was in Buffalo, New York, and my ex-husband and I, we would watch TV, and this man came on with these strange sounds and, and made a satire out of rock music, and he made it fun. You know how we...
Yeah, he always said, now let's say I have a kind of quote here. He said he credited his voice for his success. He says it's kept meat and potatoes on the table for years for Wolfman and Wolfwoman. A couple of shots of whiskey helps it, he said. I've got that nice raspy sound. But he did. I mean, you couldn't miss his sound. You know, you didn't have to say, who is that guy? You know it was Wolfman Jack.
I never heard of him when I was in Boston. And then is there somebody from Buffalo, New York on your panel right now?
Yes, there is.
Can you ask him if in 1976, was that program, does he know what station that was aired from on television? Does he happen to know what
I believe that Wolfman worked at WJJL in Niagara Falls. I'm really not 100% sure about that. But
okay. Because I used to live on Niagara Street down like the City Hall area of Buffalo, New York. And it was had some very cold days and very experienced, a lot of experience in different fields. I went to the State University of New York at Buffalo.
Yeah, that's where I'm heading.
Oh, that's where you are now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well, and I just wanted to speak my condolences since I heard about this.
Aside from there, did you listen to Wolfman Jack anyplace else or see him in the movies or what?
It was only on that TV when I was living up there, Norm.
Yeah.
That was my first time ever hearing about him.
Okay, because he was in American Graffiti, and it's kind of interesting. His name was Robert Smith. Most people would change their name to Robert Smith if their name were really Wolfman Jack or something.
And where was he born?
In Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, he died in North Carolina.
Oh, and he was only 57 years old, huh?
That's correct.
Well,
yes.
I'm glad we had him with him, you know, with us while we could have, you know?
You're a nice lady, and it's good of you to say that.
Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Doreen.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Leon, who's down in Taunton. Hi, Leon.
How you doing, Nom?
Okay, thanks.
I just want to say that I love this state.
You love this? You love the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
I sure do.
Okay. Speak it up, then. Why do you like it? What's there great about Massachusetts? Because I like it, too, but tell me why you do.
Especially where we're located.
In Taunton?
Yes, because we're in somewhat of a center area. We want to go to the beach. Cape Cod is not that far away. We want to go to the big cities of Boston and Providence. It's only a short ride. We want to go to the mountains. There's just a few short rides. I mean, I think the recreational facilities are fabulous.
You still have that lovely fountain down there in Taunton?
Yes, we do.
How do you pronounce the name of the city you live in?
I say Taunton. A lot of people say Taunton. I don't like
I know Taunton. You know who comes from Taunton? I'll say Taunton. I won't aggravate you with that.
Who?
Bob Copeland, the weather guy who's now retired, is from Taunton. Did you know
You're
Bob Copeland?
Two houses from me.
Pardon me?
Two houses from me.
Oh, he lives right near you?
Yeah, lives on used to live on Chester Street.
Okay, he doesn't live in Taunton anymore, though, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, Bob's a real good guy.
And he always talked to
him when he was a young lad and his brother, Don.
He
used to fix automobiles, and they'd come up and watch me, and they'd say, "What are you doing?" And, you know, sometimes that becomes aggravating.
Why was that? Because they'd
be tightening a bolt or something, and I'd say, "Well, I'm tightening a bolt. Why are you tightening the bolt?"
I see. Now, who said that? Was that Bob or his brother Don?
I beg your pardon?
Now, who asked you about that? Was that Bob, you mean? Now, who asked
both,
you?
Both of them, Bob and Don.
Oh, so they both, you're saying they both aggravated you because they asked you what you were doing?
Yeah.
Bob is like that. He's an aggravating person.
Yeah.
No, he's not. I'm joking.
No, he's a nice fellow.
Yeah, he is a good one. What are you doing right now? You're tightening a bolt right now, Leon?
Right now, I had a stroke, and I'm just enjoying your program.
Well, I appreciate that a lot, Leon. Thanks a million.
Can I ask you something?
Sure. I hope it's an embarrassing question, because I love answering those.
No, I'm not going to give you an embarrassing question.
Okay.
Because you know Bob Copeland.
Yes, I do. I've known him for a lot of years.
I was wondering, you know, with Clinton going around, you know, all over, making all these concessions and goodwill tours and so forth, and I was wondering whether there was a feasibility of either he or the future president of the United States making a deal with Castro and making Cuba another state to the United States.
Oh, I don't think that's possible right now. Certainly not right now. Not with Castro there. Can you imagine Castro saying, "Yeah, I'd like to become the 51st state"? No, maybe the 51st state will be Puerto Rico, which is,
it's
part
it
of the United States anyway. But
yeah,
no,
they turned it down.
No, I don't see. No, I don't see that happening in Cuba.
I'm just looking for a diplomatic way of resolving a lot of the differences.
Well, maybe one day we'll become on a more peaceful basis with Cuba, but certainly not as an American state. I don't see that at all. No. I'd like to make a Taunton, actually, the 51st state, because I like the...
Oh, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
You know Taunton's the 25th largest city in the United States in area?
Is it in area?
Yes.
No, I didn't know that. How big is the area?
We're 49.7 square miles.
49 square miles for Taunton?
Yes.
No kidding. You know what was always funny for me?
32,000 acres.
Yeah, you know... 32,000 acres is that many miles?
Sure is.
I'm going to give that assignment to Hope Schauer, our producer, see if she can figure that out and see if that really comes out to what you say.
The biggest township in America.
I didn't know that, Leon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay, anytime, though.
Take care. Hope you're feeling okay. Ken, we're going out to Michigan. Where in Michigan are you, Ken?
I'm in Lake Odessa.
Lake Odessa, which is where?
That is halfway between 30 miles west of Lansing, the capital, and 30 miles west of Grand Rapids.
Well, it's nice to...
That'd be east of Grand Rapids.
Okay, it's good to talk with you. Thank you for calling.
The reason why I called is I was listening to you talking about how people talk about Massachusetts as always putting it down.
And you're from Massachusetts, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, my whole life, 30 years.
I can tell by your accent, yeah.
I've been all out. That's another one I'm going to talk to you about, the accent. But I've been out here for 5 years, and people, the first question is, well, why did you move to Michigan? And it's a terrible thing to say, not to put Massachusetts down, because I'm proud of my heritage of being brought up there, being born there. I guess the negative image comes out first. Crime, taxes, cost of living, the employment rate is basically the reasons why I moved out of there, because all of those things are at a lot lower rate out where I am. But however, I always do talk in pride of the history. I do have a five-year-old daughter, and I was just talking to her about today. You know, we go back up every time we go out back to Boston. I'm from Lowell. We go out there once a year, and I keep on telling her we're going to take her to the aquarium or to the beach or to the mountains, do the walk in Boston, and stuff like that. Really, the history is great. Boston, the whole New England has a lot to offer.
Are you telling me that Michigan has a lower unemployment rate than Massachusetts?
That
the Detroit area is lower and less crime than Massachusetts in general?
Absolutely not. No, I'm talking West Michigan.
Well, talk Western Massachusetts. We're talking the whole state now.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put you down.
No. It's not a question of that. But I don't. Hold on just a minute now. Yeah. I don't think you're quoting facts now. The crime rates, if you're going to take Massachusetts as a whole, is not awful. You're talking maybe some parts of Boston.
Right.
And when you're talking low unemployment rate, maybe some parts. But I think Michigan, I think, tops us all over the place in crime and in unemployment and the whole business.
I would probably agree with you. I shouldn't have generalized it.
I mean, if you're going to leave Massachusetts, you know, go. I can see you going to some other state, but...
Yeah. I didn't mean as a general, as a whole state. No, you are correct. I believe Detroit tops it off. By far with the crime, the unemployment. The area I'm particularly in, the unemployment rate is, I believe, 2.9 right now, ridiculously low. And I didn't mean that as a state, Norm. I meant that as a general area. And you're correct. I mean, Western Massachusetts is beautiful. I mean,
even some of the suburbs of Boston. I live about 25 miles north of Boston.
Oh,
our crime rate is not, we don't have a tremendous crime rate there either, you know. I mean,
I shouldn't have generalized it as an area. I grew up in the Lowell area.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself now for having done that?
I still talk with pride about Massachusetts.
Okay.
I look forward to bringing the little one out there and showing her, you know, where she was born and what it's all about. One other thing, the accent. That's one thing that really teased me off.
What's that, the accent?
The accent. Boy, do I get ridiculed, I'll tell you.
Your accent is not too bad, actually. It's really not bad at all. But they don't ridicule you. I think they probably get a kick out of it, don't they?
It drives you nuts, though. It's cute at first, okay, but I'll tell you.
After a while,
you drive your car, you park your car, my garden. I mean, it's all the I'll tell you, it gets annoying after a while.
I would guess so. I guess if everybody said, because everybody under certain circumstances, everybody always says the same thing. And I think that's monotonous. I can understand how you feel about that.
It does. But anyway, like I said, I look forward to coming back for my yearly visit, and it's a lovely place.
And we're gonna sweep the streets of Lowell and make it really especially nice for you.
Sounds good. Well, from what I hear, they've been really cleaning up lately.
Lowell, the downtown area of Lowell is quite interesting. You've got some really interesting buildings and everything there.
Oh,
and that National Historic, the park that's been set up by Paul Tsongas, he was one of those who worked for that, is really quite nice.
He's a nice guy. I've done some work for him in the past, contracting, and the homes out there. I missed the New England-style homes.
Oh, yeah.
I miss it. Well, no, take care.
Hey, thanks for calling, Ken.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. I probably shouldn't have argued with him about that, but, I mean, if you're going to move away because you're talking about high crime rate, crime and unemployment, I would think Michigan, I mean, and I'm sure Michigan's a lovely state, but one of the few states I've never been to, so I can't really speak of it authoritatively, but just knowing some of the statistics, that's got to be the last place in the world you'd figure as an escape from the problems of Massachusetts. Problems there are probably about the same. Thank you very much. That's as far as I'm going to get involved in political talk. Thank you just so much. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. We'll go to Paul in New York State. Where are you in New York State, Paul?
Well, the fellow sitting there with you, Norm, will know where Jamestown is.
Oh, Jamestown. You know where Jamestown is, Steve?
Yeah, Jamestown's a little bit south of Buffalo.
That's right, and I imagine Steve and I have probably talked before. I'm a talk show host on a radio station that is part of the network, and Steve knows what I mean by the network.
Oh, now, tell us about that. What network, what station, what do you do?
The Bills Football Network, I would imagine. That's the only...
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. I work at 1240 WJTN. You and I have talked before, Norm. I play piano at night, and I finished a gig tonight, and I'm driving home, and I hear this fella talking about BEN, and I'm looking at my radio dial, and I thought I tuned in wrong.
What's your last name, Paul?
Hoffler.
Is that the name you use on the air?
Yeah, I used to have a pseudonym or whatever you want to call it, and just one day in the middle of the show, I told everybody I was tired of it, and I was just going to be who I am.
Good for you. I think that's the only way to go. There's no need to change your name.
You know, it's so funny, Norm. Last time you and I talked, I went to work the next day, and in my box is a note from a fella that says he heard me on your show.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah,
that's really nice. Yeah.
Part of me said, gee, isn't that nice? And part of me said, what's he doing listening to that station?
He should be listening to WJTN in Jamestown, New York.
That's correct.
Okay.
You know, Steve, you got to tell Norm about Van Miller, because BZ's the flagship for the Patriots, and I know they've got Gino Capitoletti, and I don't know who the other fellow is. But we've got a fellow, Norm, been doing the Buffalo Bills since they started, way back in 19.
Okay, and that is who?
That's Van Miller. Van's the voice of the Bills, and he's been the voice of the Bills since the Bills were part of the AFL, the original AFL, since they just celebrated their anniversary this year. So, Van's been around for a long time. Van's a great guy.
He really is. We have some people on the radio in Buffalo, Norm. I mean, we're really blessed with... we have a fellow that just lost his job, and I don't know why, but he's the voice of the Sabres and probably one of the premier hockey announcers in the world. And we have Van Miller as well, being the voice of the Bills. And Buffalo Radio is really well represented. I mean, the station Steve works at is a real nice station for your commute and news talk. And the area is pretty well-rounded. I heard the fellow talking about Michigan and his area. Buffalo gets a lot of black eyes because of our weather and things along those lines. But down south here where I live in Jamestown, I wouldn't raise my children anywhere else.
Somebody once said, and I talked with, we were talking with Stan Roberts, who was with WKBW originally, and then came to Boston, then went back, and now is with WBEN. We often talked about that. He said that the weather in Buffalo, see, you guys can verify this or say it's not so, but he said the weather in Buffalo is not all that bad. It comes across the lake, and very often the suburbs are the ones that get dumped with snow, that the city of Buffalo itself is not that much affected. Was he lying to me?
No, it's south of Buffalo. See, it's called lake effect snow, and what happens is the cold Arctic air comes down from Canada, and as it passes over the warmer waters of Lake Erie, the warm water rises, and then as soon as it gets to land, it just dumps it. And it's lake effect. I mean, we can have an area where there's, no storm per se. It creates its own storm from lake effect. Once the lake freezes over, when that does happen, the lake effect machine is shut off, and then we have a winter like everyone else. But it is about, what do you think, Steve, about 15 miles south of Buffalo?
It lands right in my front yard. I live in Orchard Park. That's really the snow belt right there.
We could never understand why the people built a stadium in the heart of the snow belt.
I live a few miles from where the Bills play at Rich Stadium, and that's where all the snow hits. So that's where the national media coverage is. When you see them plowing, the foot of snow off the field, you drive 10 miles north and there's an inch of snow on the ground. So it's Buffalo, and the summers are nice too. I love Boston. It's a great city, but walking outside in the humidity today, Buffalo doesn't get that humid. It stays nice and cool.
We had 72 degrees today, and the sun broke out a little into the afternoon. So, I mean, it wasn't all that bad. And tomorrow they're calling, here they're calling for about 75 degrees and sunshine. So It's not all that bad. It's really a nice area, and I imagine it's like everywhere else. You have high taxes and you have unemployment, but all in all, it's not a bad place. But boy, I was sure surprised tonight when I looked at my radio twice. I said, I'm sure I get it on 10:30.
I've got to ask you one other question too. And I said, neither one, you're both young, so you may not know the answer to this. When I was a kid, there were a lot of kids' shows on, and you would send away box tops and all kinds of stuff to various parts of the country. One great address was Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri. That was the Ralston box top, usually for the Tommy straight shooter guns and stuff. And there were some other places, too. But one place was Buffalo, New York. I remember that as being a magical city because I would send away a box top to Buffalo. Now, what would I be sending away for? What companies? Is that a big cereal?
Maybe shredded wheat, perhaps?
Yeah, the Biscuit. Now, the Biscuit is located right in Niagara Falls.
Oh, it must have. Well, in Niagara Falls is right near Buffalo, then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're 15 minutes apart.
Oh, okay. So that must have been it. Because Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri, and Buffalo, New York are the two addresses I remember, as well as, of course, Battle Creek, Michigan, which was Kellogg's. Okay, so you guys are big in my book because
we knew the answer.
That. You knew the answer.
Well, Norm, I got to tell you, in my world of talk shows, which is political and local politics and world events, you're an oasis for me at night. I really enjoy driving home to you. And in fact, you entered my conversation today. In 2 weeks, I'm taking the family to Virginia Beach, and I have a job to play till about midnight. And I said to my wife, I'll come home at 1 o'clock, and we'll leave. She said, are you going to be all right to drive through the night? I said, yeah, you go to sleep. And I said, I've got Norm.
That's really nice, Paul. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Steve, hurry home, will you? Training camp opens next month.
Yeah, I'll be home tomorrow morning.
All righty. Norm, good talking to you.
Good. Thanks a million, Paul.
Take care,
you too. That's really nice. Okay, let's go to Nancy, who's in Maine. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Where in Maine are you?
Damariscotta.
Now, let me see. I should know where that is. Pinpoint it a little bit more. Is it north of Portland or south?
Northeast.
Northeast of Portland.
Down east.
Down east, El Nea. How come you're not talking Maine like that kind of talk?
Oh, because I've only lived here 6 years.
Where are you from originally, there?
Oh, way back, New Jersey.
Oh, I see. But 6 years ago, where did you live?
Well, during the war, I moved to California.
Oh, I see. Okay. I lived there,
and then I lived in Nevada, and then I'm here.
Okay, that's a beautiful state and a lovely area you're at.
I wanted to ask you if you remember Richard Stark. He was an announcer for KMA.
Richard Stark, yeah. You know, I do remember him. Did he do old soap operas on old radio shows way back?
For KMA, and I bought KMA.
Yeah. They used to bill that as the soap of beautiful women.
Yeah.
Is that you? Are you a beautiful woman?
I guess so.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Okay. I'm older than you, though.
What is that?
I'm older than you.
You're older than nobody's older than I am.
Yeah.
I was born at a time before the earth became separated from the sky and the waters.
Oh.
No kidding. Now, what did you say about Richard Stark and KMA, and what is your tie-in with all of that?
Oh, it's just that I only bought KMA after that.
Oh, after listening to Richard Stark.
You never
met him, though, did
no.
you? Oh, you just liked his voice.
Yeah, I used to listen to all those cereals at lunchtime in California.
That's right. When you say cereals, we're talking the old radio soap operas.
Right.
And Richard Stark did them. That's right. He really did. I remember very well. He had a beautiful voice.
Oh, he had a beautiful voice.
Yes, he did. You remember those soaps? Of course, we've talked about this, but they were 15 minutes each day.
Uh-huh.
And actually, they were less because they were 14 and a half minutes. The other half minute was for the local station to identify itself and do a commercial. A little, you know, it's 4 o'clock, BULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So between that, the 14 and a half minutes, and they'd shave off the opening and closing theme music. Plus, the announcer would give a description of what went on before, in case you didn't hear the show. He'd... yesterday when we left, you know, and he'd go through all that. And then they'd have a commercial in the middle. The actual content of the program was only about 8.5, 9.5 minutes, something like that. It would take forever for anything to be done. And you would probably listen like I did when you were sick. You were home with what we usually call the grip from school.
No, the kids and I had lunch between 12 and 1.
Oh, okay.
All four of them.
Okay, you came home for lunch then from school.
Yeah.
And if you didn't get a chance to hear the soap opera... Well, you, because you heard it every day if you were home for lunch, but I only could hear it when I was out sick.
Uh-huh.
And so if I didn't get sick again for six more months, you could tune in the same soap opera and you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I had three little kids.
Back then?
Back then, yeah.
How old are you now?
71.
Well, how could you have? I'm talking the 30s and 40s. How, you didn't have three kids back then.
Yes, I did.
What, did you have kids when you were 12 years old?
No, I was 21. 22.
22. What year were you born?
24.
Okay, 24. Wait a minute, 30, 34, 40. In 44, you were 20. Oh, so you had started having children when you were in the 46. Early 40s?
In 46.
Oh, in 46.
Uh-huh. I got married in 44.
I see. Okay. So your kids now are older than you are.
Yeah. I ended up with five.
I know. I've lost track of this whole conversation. Anyway, okay. Okay. Okay, Nancy, thank you. How come you've done so much moving?
Oh, well, California got too many people in it. So I moved to Nevada because I thought I was a desert person. But after 11 years, I couldn't stand that anymore. So I moved to Maine, and it's the most beautiful place in the world.
It is. It's kind of like, how can you... Have you been married all these years?
No.
Okay, so you've been a single person. That's why you can get around quite easily,
right.
Without arguing with anybody. Because Nevada is like, parts of Nevada look like the craters of the moon.
You better believe it.
It's so dry and so nothing. I can't imagine anybody living in Nevada unless you love living in, you know, like Las Vegas or Reno or something.
Well, I lived in Boulder City. It was near Las Vegas.
Well, Boulder City was not bad. That's near the dam.
Yeah.
And that's a little, and there's a little more vegetation and stuff.
No gambling in Boulder City, the only town in all of Nevada.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They
built that town for the dam, for the people that worked on the dam.
Yeah.
And after they incorporated the town, they decided to keep it that way. No drinking, no gambling.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hey, Nancy, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and I thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
You're an interesting lady. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Coming up to news in a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back. Take some more phone calls at 254-1030. I've been debating about the dumb birthday game. I may skip that today. I don't know. Just kind of take a respite from it. I don't know. Let me know what you think. But let me know what you think about other things, too. Just give me a call, 254-1030, area code 617, and we'll take some calls after the news.
We think you'll agree that one of our country's major concerns is to reduce the national...